Finally today, how many times do we say, here is a person who needs no introduction? But our next guest really needs no introduction. In fact, over a 5-decade career when he's been introduced along with his bandmates, it often went like this. He released his 19th album on Friday. It's called Give More Love.
Give more love. It's what we know. We need more
love. I love that song.
You like it? And joining us now from London, you figured it out by now, is the one and only Ringo Starr. Ringo Starr, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle. Michelle, could I have a bit of screaming first?
Sure, let's have some screaming. Let's have some more. Here it is.
No, I want it from you.
Oh, no, you don't want to hear that.
Only kidding. Let's get on with the gig.
Okay.
Ringo here, give more love.
Okay. Do you remember when you first realized just how big the craziness was around the Beatles? Did you all, because I know you all spent so much time together as a group, did you all kind of look at each other and say, what's happening here?
Yes. Well, I think, you know, though we started and we were playing clubs and then we stepped up to theaters, that was like, wow, we're on the move. And then we were big in England, of course, and then suddenly we were big in France and Spain and Denmark, but none of them compared to when we got off that plane in New York. It was incredible. And then we thought, wow, because, you know, America, all the music we love came from America, and we were there and we had a number one, and then we got to Shea Stadium and it's like, what?
I wanna hold you.
We looked at each other then, I promise you. What? Look at this. I mean, it was just far out. Yeah. Anyway, so to answer your questions, yes.
So let's talk about the latest album, Give More Love. You have so many genres of music on this new album. You have classic rock and roll, blues, country. You actually re-recorded a song that you wrote for the Beatles' White Album, Don't Pass Me By. I want to listen to some of the original, and then we'll play the new version. So let's hear that.
Okay.
I listen for your footsteps coming up the drive. Listen for your footsteps, but they don't arrive. Waiting for you knock, dear, on my old front door. I don't hear it. Does it mean you don't love me anymore?
More.
Okay, here's the new one. Here it is.
I listen for your footsteps coming up the drive. I listen for your footsteps, but they don't arrive.
So you kind of countrified it.
It's a really interesting track because every July the 7th at noon, you know, I do the Peace and Love moment, and I've been doing it for 9 years now. So last year, the bands that were playing my songs, and this is a band called Vandermeer, they did their version of this, and I said, have them do it in my key, and I'll sing. I'm making a record, and that's how this all came about.
Don't pass me by, don't make me cry, don't make me blue, 'cause you know, darling, I love only you.
So how do you decide who you want to work with?
It's magic. We write the songs. I write them with, different writers. I mean, of course, when I wrote Laughable with Peter Frampton, you know, he's the guitarist, so he's going to do the solo. So that was answered. But it's all done mainly with feelings. And for Show Me the Way, Paul McCartney would be great on that. And, you know, thanks to our history together, I can just give him a call. And he came over and played bass.
Well, one would hope.
Yeah.
You mentioned Laughable. Do you want to hear that? You mentioned you did Laughable with Peter Frampton. You want to hear a little bit of that?
Well, I want to hear a bit of everything.
Woke up this morning, I was feeling good. Turn on the radio, I understood. Things are changing like never before. Should I go back to bed and close the door?
Well, what were you thinking about with Laughable? I mean, what is it that the sad that you were talking about on the lyric?
You know, it was a great line. It would be laughable if it wasn't so sad. I'd rather it was laughable than sad. But a lot of things in the world today are sad. And I had a song on the last album where I actually mentioned it's not all knives and bullets. It's from hunger too. Millions of people are hungry. Millions of people don't have water. Millions of people are being like blown up. You know, there's a lot of craziness going on in the world at every minute of our lives. And we try and do our best to help the suffering.
So, you know, it's one reason I was curious, because you are a person who's traveled, I think, more than most people in the world and have seen probably more of the world than most people for most of your life. I was surprised when I read that you support Brexit. And I think a lot of people find that surprising, given that you've had so much exposure to the world. I was just wondering about that.
Well, yes, there's nothing to wonder about. I was asked the question, and the English people voted, and they voted to leave. And they voted on Brexit. And, you know, it's a democracy. I mean, I think, well, you've had the vote, the people have voted, and it should go through. That's my point. You know, I have been all around the world, but this is the people's choice. And, you know, I'm afraid we should go along with that.
So before we let you go, you know, it's sort of great that you're still able to work with Paul, with your colleague.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've had so many, you know, losses. I mean, we're losing some of our sort of great performers. I can't even sort of name all of them in the last year.
I know it does seem it was a bad year. But I think if you look back, Michelle, every year is a bad year. And even when we were young out there, we were losing people all the time. It's just part of the life we lead, you know. A lot of my dear friends didn't make it to 30, didn't make it to 40. And that's just how it is. I have actually made it.
So what do you want the legacy to be for you? What do you want people to think about when they think about Ringo Starr?
What a great drummer he was. What a beautiful human being. And he was so tall.
All right, Ringo Starr, which song do you want to go out on?
Well, let's go out. We're on the road again. Let's rock it up.
All right, let's rock it off. Ringo Starr joined me on the line from London. His latest album, Give More Love, is out now. Ringo Starr, thank you so much for speaking with us. I hope we'll speak again.